Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ed. I'm calling about the upcoming election. We're doing a small survey. Will you be talking to... Okay, beautiful. Give me one second, please.
But I don't know anything about it, so I'm not the best
person. No, I'm just going to ask you a question. It's just your opinion. Whatever you feel that you want to say is fine. It's not a right or wrong answer. The first question is, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station or newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead of to this November, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you going to vote? Very likely or definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat?
I'm registered independent, but I'm Democrat, so I'm registered independent.
Which one do you want me to write down, Democrat or independent?
Democrat, fine.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, or Black, Asian, or Asian American? Anglo. White?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56, 65, over 65?
I'm 29.
I'm sorry?
29.
Oh, okay. The first one. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Both? Depends on what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, well, I can only have one. Which one do you prefer that I write down? Are they in the right direction or on the wrong track? Wrong track, thank you. From the following list, I'm going to give you a list. Which issue should you, local elected officials in Miami, focus on most to help you and your family? This is the list. Mm-hmm. Flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, affordable housing, corruption in city government.
Crime and neighborhood safety.
I'll say that again, please.
Crime and neighborhood safety.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Christina King, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Eileen Higgins, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Miguel Gabella.
No favorable opinion.
No opinion, thank you. Francis Suarez.
Favorable. No opinion either.
Thank you. Manolo Reyes.
No opinion.
Thank you. Damien Pardo.
No opinion.
Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
You never heard of them, or you have no opinion? You heard of them, but you have no opinion.
No, I have no opinion. I just moved back. That's why I said I'm not the best person. I don't know about local man. I just moved back.
Oh, okay.
Like 3 weeks ago.
No problem.
I remember voting for Eileen before, but I don't know anybody. I don't know any people.
Okay. Raquel Relagado? No.
Nope.
Never heard of her? Okay.
Nope.
Kian Hardeman?
No opinion.
Okay. Danielle Levin Cava.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. And moving right along, if the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democrat? You would definitely vote for him or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, they are sometimes private constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first private constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products or marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunizes violations of federal law. Establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? Okay, yes in favor. Thank you. That was that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? Vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment. Yes or no?
Yes, indefinitely.
Oh, thank you. And then may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding and require at no cost to city. Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes, probably.
Thank you. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing office space to be included. Approve or disapprove?
Approved.
Thank you. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, you approve or disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve, somewhat.
Thank you. Moving right along. We're already at 70%. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. We almost done. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal to update an already voter approved mix up. Hold on. An already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the McCarthy Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I'll vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Regardless
of your position, what is the thing that you like most about what you just heard? One specific thing that makes you say, yes, I will vote for it.
Privately funded.
Privately funded. Funded. Thank you. And what is the thing that you don't, that you dislike about what you heard, that you don't like?
Not really anything I can think of.
No? How about the, maybe...
I'm mostly neutral.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm mostly neutral.
Okay. Mostly neutral, right?
Yeah.
Mostly neutral. Okay, thank you. Okay, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Washington Harbor proposal, or it will make no difference to you?
Would I be more likely to vote for a candidate as what now?
Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Washington Harbor proposal, or it will make no difference to you?
Probably no difference, to be honest.
Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have
okay.
Representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
I'm a liberal.
Political? Very or somewhat?
Liberal. Yeah, very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
I'm in school for my doctorate.
Oh, wow. So that means that you already have a four-year bachelor degree.
Yeah.
So you're going for your postgraduate degree, right? Good. How much longer do you have?
Not much. Like another semester.
Oh, so I'm going to put, I'm going to put already that you already have it. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
take
thank
care.
You.
And good luck
bye
in
bye.
Your schooling. Go all the way. Thank you.
Thank you, you very
bye
much.
Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.